We're looking at Shavuot of Avad Yosef, we're in Shavuot of Shavuot Yechavedat, Chelo Gimel, Siman Ayin Gimel. For who? No, not tonight. So his question is as follows, which is something that doesn't happen anymore, although he says it's okay, you see historically what changed. He said it used to be the minhag when the Rosh Yeshiva would walk in, or the Gadol Ador would walk in, so you sing a song. What would they sing? So I'd ask you, what do we sing today? So today we sing Yami Mel Yami Melech Tosif, but that's not what they sang. They used to sing Su Sharim Roshachem. They used to sing Su Sharim Roshachem, V'inasu Bitchei Olam V'yavah Melech HaGavod. Now, is that appropriate or not? Because what's the Pasuk talking about? The Pasuk is talking about when they brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, Su Sharim, the Sharim Yerushalayim, Roshachem should open up, V'yavah Melech HaGavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how can you sing about a person and call them Melech HaGavod? So Ravadi in the end, I'll give away the ending, he says it's fine. But apparently, I don't think most people who sing today Yamimel Yamelech Tosif don't realize that that's why, but apparently that wasn't well accepted. That used to be the minhag. People got upset. They stopped. So in most places now, they don't sing Su Sharim Roshachem. They sing, in fact, Yamimel Yamelech Tosif Shnotav Kemo Dor Vador, which is David HaMelech, the Radak says, talking about himself. He wants to live longer. Yamimel Yamelech, David HaMelech talking about himself, Tosif. He should live longer. He should have more life than he was granted, which is talking about a person, so it's easier to talk about the Talmid Chacham also as a person. But apparently, even though it doesn't have a year. But it's fascinating that even though he holds it's okay, apparently it changed. Okay? So why is it okay? So he says, well, the Yerushalmi, it's a very strange tshuva here. The Yerushalmi says, no, kol ha-mekabel p'nei rabokim ha-mekabel p'nei shechina. When you greet the big Talmid Chacham, it's like you're greeting the shechina, and therefore, there's a comparison between the two. And now, Rav Avadia is going to go through, this is a strange question, because he has to find comparisons between Talmidei Chachamim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which aren't explicit, which just happened there, Chagav. So you need someone like him to find all of these things. So the first couple are in the Gemara in Kiddushin. It says that when Rav Yosef would hear his mother walking in, he would stand up. Why? Because he would say, I'm standing for the Shekhinah that accompanies. Because with his parents, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes you see that Chazal refer to someone entering together with the Shekhinah. So it's okay to say, oh, we're singing for the person entering with the Shekhinah with them. We know that if you have a discrepancy between kavod, who can you give kavod to, your father or your Rebbe? They both want tea. Who do you give tea to first? You can only hold one. Let's say you can only hold one. You're very nervous. You want to hold one. Who are you supposed to give to first? You're supposed to give to the Rav. Why? Because the father brings him to Chayei Olam Hazeh. The Rav brings him to Chayei Olam Haba. So you have to give them even more kavod. And Tosfot there say, okay, even if it's best for your Rebbe, for your Rav Muvhak. But a Gadol Ador, Tosfot says, has the status of a Rav Muvhak for the whole planet. So what is the Gadol Ador? It's not just one person, it's people. Those who are acknowledged by the majority of Kali Yisrael to be leaders of the generation. Doesn't mean there has to be one. There could be multiple. There's no reason that we have to fight about this one, not that one. Those who are acknowledged by thousands and thousands of people as being the Gdolim. So for those for them, and therefore we can sing to them because the Shekhinah is coming with the Talmid Chacham. The challenge is that you find throughout history that people got upset. If you look in letters in Shelot V'Tshuvot, so the Rishonim like to use psukim in the context of conversing with people, right? Rav Avadia does it also, like Einav Techazena Meisharim. Whenever he goes, I saw something. He doesn't just quote that, right? He quotes psukim. They talk in like psukim. So sometimes they like to be cute and use psukim to talk about people. Now, so there's a Sefer Chassidim says, he saw somebody write, instead of Yi Chavod Hashem Leolam, Yi Chavod, instead of Adonai, Adoni, meaning Leolam. That's inappropriate. It was Hashem. They changed Hashem to this guy. That's not an appropriate way to talk. The Chida writes that someone was writing to a governor, a mayor or something, and he wrote to him, El Melech Yosef al Kisei Rachamim. Because El can be a person in charge, a powerful person, or Kel can be a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he goes, that's all right, you're changing Hashem to the first. That's not okay. That's not acceptable. However, Avadi says, but if you're talking about Talmidei Chachamim, then it's okay. This is just some random guy. This is just some random person. You don't write letters like that. Now, I'll tell you the truth, when most people learn Shelot V'Tshuvot, you read questions and answers of the Gedolim, Personally, I do. Most of the people I've learned. We skip the introduction paragraph. The introduction paragraph tells you who the Chatam Sofer was writing. Who knows who he is? Well, you don't read that. Because what's the difference to me who he's writing to? I want to know what the Chatam Sofer says. I want to know what the Kapha has. I want to know what... But if you read the introduction, they always say, oh, lichvod, harav, muvaka, bakiya, da, 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 da. So Ravadi read all of that. So sometimes they use the supreme. So he can now go and prove to you, everyone, whoever wrote a letter, who used a pasuk, who used a reference. So you have to have a big vacuous to pull this off. He says, yeah. So sometimes you see, first of all, that the Rishonim and Achronim did this. You see the Zohar HaKadosh writes a number of times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chafetz bekavod ha-midech ha-ramim more than his own kavod. Okay. Yeah, okay. We're not going to go there. I'm not going to get into that. So that could be a problem. But you see that eventually it came to there's a Rabbi Shmuel Al-Ghazi who writes, no, for Talmidei Chachamim, it's okay. And you see Ravadi writes like this. If you look in the introduction, if you look in this Sidur, actually, this one, yeah, Teretaz, Rav Zvichi. So Rav Zvichi was one of his Talmidim Uvakim. Now, you wouldn't know it by reading the Sidur necessarily. And even when he was here twice that I remember, you wouldn't necessarily know it by listening to him talk. He has tshuvot called Ateret Paz. If you've ever seen the Shelot v'Tshuvot Ateret Paz, they're like the most impressive, like every volume is like this thick, and it's not that many tshuvot. They're long and long and long. Now, Rav Zvichi's tshuvot are long. But Rav Zvichi's tshuvot are long and very clear. Meaning, Rav Zvichi says, see here and here and here and here, and then they give you two columns of references, short phrases. Rav Zvichi gives you, and he explains, and he goes, it's tremendous. If you read the introduction to here, he gives a haskama, and you read it, and it's all psukim. It's all like beautiful things about him, many of them which are taken from psukim. Meaning clearly, now who reads the introduction and the haskama to things? So Rav Zvichi did. So he can tell you in the haskama to this sefer what it says and how he called her. So he has plenty and plenty of proofs for Talmidei Chachamim that it's appropriate to do. So he says, so maybe, okay, look, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do that. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Kavod of Tzaddiki more than Kavod of himself. Who am I to take that from him? So he finds places in the Zohar where the other, where the Rishonim did and the Tanaim did, and it happens plenty and plenty and plenty of places, and it's okay. He says, there is some limit. He says, somebody wrote to somebody else, he's quoting from the Ikari Hadat, who says, he's writing to Rabbeinu HaGadol VeHaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, you got, so, okay, there are some people who are called Rabbeinu HaGadol. Fine. And there are some people who are called Kadosh. Now, not many people in Jewish history get called Kadosh. The Arachayim HaKadosh, the Arizal sometimes Kadosh, the Shla HaKadosh, very few. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rav Yehuda HaNasi, but no one says Rabbeinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like weird. That's already like, HaKadosh, that's not already describing. That's like, that's a strange thing to do. Maybe there's a limit in what that's okay. But he says, no, technically, if you're just trying to give kavod to Talmidei Chachamim because it enhances kavod HaTorah, then it's an acceptable thing to do. And it's fascinating because then he like quotes to all these people who refer to others in that way. What's most amazing about this is most people skip those descriptions. When you're learning, I want to know what they say about my issue. I don't care who he's talking to. I don't care how he describes who he's talking to. We skip that. But he had a tremendous acute in all of these things. Practically, however, I've never heard anybody think Sushar Mosechen. Everybody now thinks Yami Melech Tosis. The reason they say is to avoid this whole issue. To avoid this whole issue that it might be quite problematic. So that seems to be the current custom for everybody also. When he would give the Shiur Mosei Shabbat, so he would, someone would give the Shiur initially, their first Shiur, and he would come in and give the second one. And as he walked in, they would start singing Yami Melech Tosif, and they would sing a Yachid El Dagul Mer Fafa, which is also written for Talmud Chacham. But at least when I remember, they were singing all the, Yachid El Dagul Mer Fafa. But I don't recall from the videos that I saw, the ones that I've seen, where they sang Sush Arim, they already sang Yamim Ali Melech Tosif, which is ironic, because he's the one who said, you can sing Sush Arim Mashachim.